Okay, so a few minutes past two, but time for the next talk. This is Takashi Iwai, also of Alts of Fame. And while Jaroslav was more on the statistics, he's more on the user side with a talk called Alsa Sucks, Troubleshooting for Your Healthy Music Life. Oh. And I'm not sure myself what this means, but I'm very interested. So go ahead, Takashi.
Okay, thanks, Frank. This talk today, I don't want to cover much of the technical issues, but just I want to talk about frequently asked questions and the problem you often are facing and how we can debug on that and how you can report such a bug to other team. Okay, and first of all, last year in my presentation, I mistakenly show the different other things. Some of you might remember. So I have to, this time I have to stress that in the following presentation, ALSA means advanced Linux sound architecture. And it doesn't mean Alpac and Lava Show Association. It does exist, really. And it has this nice logo on their webpage. And that means this animal is innocent. Even if you have a sound problem on your system, don't blame this cute animal. By the way, this I thought he was ranked in the fifth place in the ALSA Grand National in 2002. Yes, it's a good information. Okay, let's start. How many people in this room are using ALSA? Oh. And how many of you have had problems with sound system? Okay. And how many of you got so angry and nervous and you kick your boxes and throw your machine from the window? Oh, it's... Yes. It's Atari, sure. So, and apparently, yeah, we have often problems with sound systems. For example, the onboard sound chip is not well supported. For example, you want to play DVD and you didn't get any 5.1 sound output, or you want to get the SPD output, but it doesn't work. Or after updating your kernel or your sound system or a whole operation system on the Linux, then it doesn't work anymore. Just updating version, it doesn't work. Or you get noisy sound playback and or noisy recording. Or sometimes games don't work well. It's using OSS mode. And USB devices are often problematic. And yes, no documentation at all. And if such tragedy happens, then some of you might think, ALSA sucks. Yeah. Okay, this presentation, I want to explain how does it suck and how you can avoid the problems. So first, let me classify the different problems, so in different types. And the first problem you might face is an installation problem. You want to install the sound system by yourself, then you got a problem. And okay, I had installed as a driver, as a library properly. It seems okay, but it doesn't work. It's a configuration problem. Okay, I configured well, and the system is running, but it returned errors. Okay, it's another case. And still, system seems running very well, but I got very noisy playback or too much latency in jack system. Okay, it's another problem. And I want to report my bug report as a developer, but they ignore always. It's another problem. Okay, these different kind of problems, and for each of them, there are different solutions. The first problem is installation problems. The easiest way is obvious. Use the package included in the Linux distributions. Then, basically, this is a responsibility of distributor, and it should work. And if it doesn't work, you can complain to the distributor. And yeah, frankly, this is a very easiest way, because the system is tuned up for its distribution, so operating system. And the configuration is often so automatically done by the distributor's configurator tool. Then you don't have to install something else by yourself. But in case you need to install the system by yourself, for example, I want to use more updated version, and because the drivers in the distro version is buggy and so on, then sometimes you face some problems. And the first step is make sure that you have a correct kernel source tree to compile the other drivers. That means exactly correct kernel configuration, which corresponds to the running kernel on your system. And the next step, okay, there are two different kernels now. I can divide 2.6 kernels. 2.6 kernel already includes ASA drivers in its tree. So ASA was introduced as a standard sound driver. And that's, in this case, it's relatively easier to adapt the updated version. And you can basically compile the Linux kernel together with ASA included in the kernel source tree. And this is the surest way. In another case, you can build ASA drivers independently from the kernel tree, and you can so compile from ASA driver table. And this can be done by doing the configure script and make install. I won't explain about that so much. It should be okay. 2.2 and 2.4 kernels, only the latter way is possible. That means then building the ASA drivers from ASA driver table, or in some case from CVS. So you have to, that means you have to install the ASA drivers always in modules. There is no way to put the drivers into the kernel itself. Okay. Then building and installing of ASA library, utilities, and tools. These things are basically, it's not problematic. Just extract the table and run configure, make install, just as usual, then like other applications. A full pitch is for CVS version, you will need the relatively new autmake libtool, such as alt tools from GNU. The older version might work, but it don't work, not work always. I recommend to update to the newer versions. Of course, a newer version can be problematic for other applications. That's another thing. Okay. Now, assume that you you install the system. Now, you have to configure. There is an automatic configuration tool for the device, sound device, which is called ASAConf script. It is already included in ASA utils program package. And note that this configuration tool is only for a single card. If you have multiple devices, this ASAConf script cannot configure both of them. Only one of them it can configure. And some distributions provide their own configurator. For example, SUSE, my employer, provides ES2 configuration tools. And they can in general handle better than as a conf, but sometimes yeah, problem. Anyway, if you have one of them is an ASA conf or another configurator, then you can try another. And in general, 2.6 kernel, the module configuration is very easy. You need only a single line in etc/modprobe.conf. And that means alias snd minus card minus zero, and then you are on some driver. And for loading OSS emulation modules automatically, you need another one single line, that is alias sound slot zero and sound minus your driver. That's all. So it's what in 2.2, 2.4 kernels, the older kernels, you often have to add more and more lines. And this was, that brought many rumors that configuration of ASA was so difficult. But in fact, it's not so difficult. Anyway, more aliases for outloading OSS emulation and so on, they are needed for the 2.2, 2.4 kernels. Okay, the configuration issue, this, for example, 2.6 kernel module configuration is written in the kernel documentation. There is a file in kernel source tree, documentation/sound/asa. Then there is a file asa configuration.txt. There is, and there the configuration is written, described, relatively precisely, so well. And 2.2 and 2.4 kernels, there are another file in ASA driver table. In ASA driver tree, you have a file install, and there the detail of this module configuration is described. Now, okay, I have configured my module.conf or modprobe.conf, but still I get only science. And remember that Mixer is as default muted on ASA, while OSS, Windows, Mac OS X, maybe they adjusted as default volumes are somehow high level. But ASA, as a policy, we muted the devices as default. So the solution is that don't panic. Just adjust certain basic volumes. That means master volume and usually PCM volumes. And these two volumes raise up and unmute. Then it's okay. ASAConf script does this job. In most cases, it works in most cases well. ASAConf initializes volume in certain level. Device files. The Unix or Linux systems, there are always device files as an entry point of to access to the kernel. That means it's hardware. And some distributions don't have device files for ASA. And old distributions especially didn't have device files for ASA. In this case, you can create device files by yourselves and by the script included in kernel tree or in ASA driver tree. This is also written in the ASA configuration.txt or so. DevFS. This is nowadays obsolete device file system. And Mandrake has used this DevFS as default, and sometimes it brought problems. And so my tip is keep this device DevFS as it is if it's used in the system. And if it doesn't, if it's not used in the US system, then don't touch it. You shouldn't use that. And the third point, device file permissions can be changed dynamically. And this is a little bit interesting because many people say that is good for security. Yes, for example, imagine that someone else can hear that you are talking on the microphone of your machine. It is a security hole. Yes, I can say that security hole. And for that purpose, on many distributions, the device files of sound files are changed dynamically when you log in the system. And the device files are assigned only to you. But some distributions don't do that. And anyway, this can be a problem sometimes. So if you have any device permission problem, the application says there's no device permission for that, then you should check that at first device permissions are correctly set for your own purpose. Okay, the last one, hot plug and UDEV. UDEV is the system recently introduced for the 2.6 kernels and to assign their symbolic device file names to their former configured the hot plug devices. And hot plug is a hot plug. That means you can plug any devices and its device is recognized and configured automatically. This is the idea of hot plug. And the hot plug is necessary to support your USB devices. Now the problem is how the hot plug is started. And that is, if you start hot plug before starting the PCI devices, then USB devices is in prior to the PCI devices. That means you will get USB devices as a first device and the PCI device as a second device. And in most cases, it's not what you want. So if we want to make the order of the devices consistent, then make sure that hot plug service starts after ultrasound in script. That means statically started devices are before hot plug. Okay, and UDEV, this dynamically mapping system of 2.6 kernel, it seems a little bit problematic with the current ASA implementation. Maybe we will fix this issue later, but for the time being, don't touch this yet with sound system. If we want to use a RAID, yes, it's a good thing, but not with the sound system yet. Oh yeah, yes, now I configured perfectly. It should work, but still I get errors in the operation. And many people report simply that my device doesn't work. Okay, that's all. So the most important thing is to know what means that doesn't work. What exactly means doesn't work. And okay, basically we can classify two different ranges in the different problems. The first one is non-fatal problems, and another one is fatal problems. That means non-fatal problems is your system is still working somehow, and fatal problems means your system is broken now. Okay, in non-fatal problems, there are different ones, total silence, or playback record noises, repeated sounds, operation blocked, and OSS map mode is something wrong. And fatal problems, IO blocked process, or kernel oops, or hard lockup. Okay, let's see in detail. If you have silent playback, although it looks as if working, at first, check the physical connection of your device, whether you connect the right jack to the right speaker, or right amplifier, so on. In many cases, you are confused that if you have a if you have two different devices, for example, onboard sound cards, and you have another sound card, then many people are trying to connect the onboard sound card and at the same time trying to play with another PCI sound card. And I got many reports about that. Yes, that's an important first step. And the second step, this is a essential. Check mixer configuration. And basically, as I said, the other mute the device devices as default. That means you need to unmute and raise the volumes to get some playback output or input. And unfortunately, in many cases, especially for the professional sound cards, the mixer configuration is not consistent between among other devices. It depends on the sound card and the sound driver. But in any way, you should try unmute and volume up of the mixer configuration. But be careful. There are some mixer switches that you shouldn't touch, only for special purposes. And for example, amplifier, external amplifier switch. And most of the AC97 codec chip has this switch. And in most cases, it does nothing. But in some cases, for example, for laptops or some onboard chips sometimes, and this switch exactly turning on amplifier. And if this switch is off, then you get silent. Yep. Sometimes that helps. And sometimes the problem is the pin assignment of the codec to the physical output is different from what was described. And sometimes headphone or surround mixer in fact so influences on the master volumes. In this case, just head raise and unmute headphone or surround volumes instead of master volume. And okay, remember, if this happens, please report to us, then we can fix the problem. This is fixable, but we don't know whether this happens on your device. Then, so please let us know if this problem happens. And yeah, as I said, this is this can be fixed, and in particular, this can be this behavior can be changed through AC97_quark module option. You can give this module parameter to change the behavior of some kind of workarounds. And in very rare cases, this module option is set wrongly. And if this happens, then the only way to fix is you try different module options, different numbers to this option. And of course, it can be fixed in the source code. But unless we know which value is correct, we have no idea how to fix that. So please report if this happens. And if you find a solution, also please report. Okay, when you get noisy playback or recording sounds, this is in general difficult to fix. And okay, in many cases, BR sound onboard sound chip has this kind of problem. And this is often fixed by changing the DXS support module option. And about this module option is this, it's described in ASA configuration.txt in the kernel tree documentation, or in ASA kernel. So this module option basically adds a workaround of DXS channels of via sound chip. Okay, I don't want to explain about detail, But this module option has a fairly big influence of the playback quality of via sound chip. So please remember of this module option for your in case you have via sound chip. And mixer configuration is also again can be a problem, even for noisy playback or noisy recording. For example, onboard sound chip of the C-Media codec has IEC 958 input monitor. This is a switch route from the SPD input to the analog output. And if this switch is turned on, you will get noisy output, even from the noisy PCM output. And SoundBus Alive has digital analog switch. And this changes the sharing of the digital center jack between digital mode and analog mode. And if you turn on this switch, you will get the noisy output on, for example, center jack. And so there are some, sensible switches for the behavior of a sound driver. So please remember that there are such mixer switches. And sometimes there is a bug in OSS emulation. And in the case you get noisy recording and noisy playback and with OSS applications, then check whether this the same symptom happens also on ALSA native applications. And if it doesn't happen on ALSA mode, then it could be a bug of OSS layer, but it might not be. You got repeated sounds, so beep, 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 beep. No, always, so you playback, then playback, 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 playback. This is typically interrupts problem. That means the interrupts of the sound device, sound chip, is not generated correctly for the DMA transfer. Unfortunately, this problem happens on new onboard. If you buy a new PC, brand new, it was sold 2 weeks ago, then you might have a problem, this kind of problem. And the major reason of this IRQ interrupt problem is ACPI. And you might wonder why ACPI, ACPI. It's not APIC also. Don't be confused. It's really, really confusing. There are ACPI, APIC, maybe there will come APCI. Yeah. I mean here, ACPI. And ACPI is, basically for the power management and so on. But it also is responsible for interrupts routing. That's why ACPI has so influence on the interrupt problem. And if this kind of problem, so repeated sounds happen, then try to turn off ACPI support. So by giving a boot parameter, PCI equal no ACPI, or just turning off ACPI, so totally by ACPI equal off. And then, let's see what happens. And in older machines, there are some configuration in BIOS, PNP OS. And sometimes, in older machines, you have to turn off this PNP OS setting. But it might work in the recent version, but it's also the mysterious thing. Okay. Operation is blocked or invalid. In this case, check whether other processes are using your sound device before you using the device, your application user device. It happens often with sound daemons like Earth or eSound. And in many onboard sound chips, or yeah, cheap sound chips, have only one playback sound exclusively for one application. So if another application is using this device, then you cannot use with as another application at the same time. For this purpose, there are sound daemons. But unfortunately, not all applications cope with a single sound server or sound daemon. There is the situation is also really confusing. Some applications use ART, some using eSound, and some not, and some use Jack. Well, because of that, you should always check whether application is occupying your sound devices if the blocking or invalid operation error is returned. And OSS MMAP mode. MMAP, yeah, well, OSS MMAP mode is mainly used only for two purposes. One is for game, and one is for wine. And in both cases, we have sometimes problems, especially on the onboard sound chip and so on. And there are workarounds for this kind of problems. It is specifying the mode of OSS MMAP emulation behavior by writing some command to proc file. And exact or detailed information can be found in the another text. So I will not explain too much about that. You can refer next time, or I can show you later after this this presentation finished. And or another possibility to avoid this OSS MMAP mode problem is to use other OSS library wrapper. And as I also have showed in the last presentation, there are two routes for OSS emulations. One is from through the OSS kernel emulation module, and another is through other OSS library, that is a user space wrapper. And the latter case can solve better than the kernel OSS emulation route, but you will need some more configuration for that. And yes, this is also an alternative solution for the OSS MMAP mode problem. Okay, now fatal errors. This is something that I don't want to see. Shall I? Okay. If you encounter fatal problems, then please gather the debug information and send us that information to debugging. The first, you can compile other drivers with debug option. And in the case of configure, there is a option --- with debug. And you can specify --- with debug equal foo. Then all debug options will be compiled in. In the case of kernel, 2.6 kernel, there are two different kernel config options, kernel config parameters. Config snd debug and config snd variables printk or so. And both of them can be set to yes. Then you will get, the drivers will debugging mode. And don't be afraid that with this debug mode doesn't, is harmless for the performance. It just adds some code. And so I recommend always turning on this debug option if you compile the drivers for emergency. And the next, if this fatal error happen, then see your kernel messages from the dmessage command. And often either kernel or some driver tells, so informed some debug information. What's wrong? What happened? And in the case, you get some very, very weird problem. Then you should enable magic sysRQ mode in the kernel. And this is a last resort, I can say. Okay, there are different fatal errors. If you see I/O blocked processes, that is D stage in PS, if you run PS, then show the state D. This means, and often something deadlock of semaphore or mutex in the kernel. And in most cases, you will not get the system back to the normal operation mode. And if this happens, so please report what exactly you did and through what operations did this kind of error happen. We need to know that. And possibly you can get a kernel stack trace by pressing this with a magic sysrec control, just with pushing out and sysrec and T or P. Then you will get some kernel stack outputs in the kernel messages. This is really helpful to know what's going on during this process is blocked. And another type, if you get kernel oops, yes, then kernel shows stack trace too. Or in the case of 2.2.2.4 kernels, you should better to run ksim oops program. And without this kernel stack information, it's really hard to debug this oops or something deadlock in the kernel. So this kernel stack trace is really important information for debugging of the kernel fatal problems. And if you get hard lockup, completely lockup on your machine, then it's there rare little thing what you can do. And if you have some luck, you might be able to get stack trace with this magic sysrec, out sysrec, sysrec T or P. But you cannot save this message. Then you have to write down by your hand manually on paper. But still, it will be very helpful getting this information. Yep. Oh, so sorry. Performance proofs. Okay, I want to show that buffer underruns, overruns, and it happens on even in real-time application. Then you can turn on debugging mode, external debug mode, by writing a value 1 or 2 in this proc file. Then the kernel will notify their kernel debugging, so xrun happens, and the stack trace on that. And in case you get some overrun problem, even with JAC and our real-time mode, you can try that. I think this option is recently added and is not in 1.04 version. USB 1.1 devices, remember to use the sample rate divisible by 1,000, like 48,000 hertz. And preemption kernel is usually helpful, usually so useful for real-time applications, and it improves such a performance problems. And you can use also the latency test program to check what's the code of the long latency. Okay, I have too many slides for that. sound output. Well, what important is not supported on old hardware. Check before you buy a sound card, the sound card matrix. And also, sound output have independent or so different mixer volumes surround on center LFE, and they are not always influenced by the main volume as master volume. So you need to tune and turn up all of them correctly. And use always predefined PCM names like surround 40 or surround 451. And there is also a speaker test utility written by James Dutton. This is very useful too, and I would like to include in other utils. That. Okay, SPDF. SPDF is the official name of SPDF is IEC 95H, and this IEC 95H is used in the other, not SPDF in common. And again, check whether your device is really supported by other driver. And use also predefined PCM names. And basically, video players, major video players like Xin or MPlayer work fine with SE3 SPD throughput mode. And OSS compatibility, as I said, there are two different routes. And performance problem could be a bug of the OSS emulation mode. And mixer, you can map the OSS mixer to by writing a proc file, but it's a little bit advanced thing. And about the OSS compatibility problem, there is a documentation. This is an exception. And you can read that. So bug reporting. There are two different points you can report bugs. One is other developer's main list, and another is other bug tracking system. And both are okay to report. For the usual bugs, you can report to other bug tracking system. It's much better than putting too many mails on the other developer main list. But in my opinion, it's both routes are okay. And so remember to give information as much as possible. Hardware information, what exactly model, what exact chip, and how, and what driver, and what kernel version, what distribution, and what exactly happened on the system. And there are many proc files, and they contain very useful information for debugging. For example, RC97 codec chip can be read from the proc files, from the status and both registers can be read from proc files. And PCM running status or PCM hardware, so hardware status information can be also read from proc files. And there are also chip specific register dump proc files depending on the driver. And all of these information are very helpful for debugging. And for USB descriptors, output of alias USB minus V is important. And another proc file, proc assound card, something, stream, 0 to some numbers. These files are also very helpful for debugging. Okay, onboard sound chip is often hard to debug, then you can give pressure to us, of course, as a developers, but not only to us, also at the same time give pressure to the hardware vendor. This is also important. Then they do know that many customers are using the Linux system and they have a problem. So please also give pressure to the hardware vendors too. And the last word, don't be afraid to report bugs. Please report bugs. It's very helpful for both of us, you and for other developers too. And it's often that we cannot work on this solving the bugs so fast. We are usually have handful works. But we would like to help you. So if we reported bug report, but there is no reaction, then send ping to us occasionally. Then we will, occasionally we will start working too. Okay, some resources to be noted, as web pages and bug tracking system, and there is also a wiki and FAQ web page. This is very useful. And you can contribute by yourself by writing on this as a wiki page. And many documentation in kernel tree and configuration things, OSS emulation things, and profile description. And there is also relatively comprehensive as a driver writing guide and as a kernel tree. For testing tools, you can do some testing by a program including in as a library driver table. And this they are located in the test directory, and you have to build manually. It's not built automatically. There is latency test utilities, and there are surround test utility, for speaker tests. So that's all.
Oh. Okay. Thanks, Takashi. We are slightly over our time, but there are one or two questions at most, I would pick them right now if they can be answered quickly. Any takers? Fernando?
It's just a quick comment that when you have IRQ problems, you should try to switch the state of ACPI, because sometimes you need ACPI on, otherwise you get IRQ problems.
Yes, that's true. Yes, both turning on and off. And if you solve your problem by turning on or off of ACPI, then you should also report that solved the problem. Then the fix will come in the next kernel release. Yes. So the important thing is to know whether it works.
Okay, one question from Itzo. Finally jogging again.
Thank you. Just a couple of quick questions. Well, they're really quick. you mentioned something about those module.conf, or what's now called modprop.conf, or a long time ago conf.module, whatever. Before, we had to do that only in 2.2 and 2.4 kernels, that OSS stuff, but does that mean that we don't have to do that in 2.6? Those extra lines where it says alias sound slot 1 to something PCM, I forget what the...
Yes.
There's like 5 or 6 of them.
Okay. The basically, you don't even need any module options, this setting in module.conf or modprop.conf, if you load the driver by yourself manually. Mm-hmm. But if you want to start driver, so loading modules automatically by init script, or so on, then you will need this kind of setting. Mm-hmm. So, and in the case of 2.6 kernel, many configurations are built in the kernel itself. Okay. That's why you don't need anymore.
Okay. And the second question is that, if you remember when I was emailing you about that DXS mess, there is you mentioned that there's now a modprop.conf thing. Mm-hmm. Does that mean that basically if I put options in modules.conf in a 2.6 kernel that it's not going to be even looked at because it needs to be modprop.conf?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, so I guess that Mandrake 10 has some issues there.
Yeah, you have to write on the modprop.conf.
Okay, yeah. Thank you very much.
Okay, Jörn, one final question. You stay there.
One question from IRC, there's Holborn, and he asks, he's helping many people to configure ALSA, and for him, the common problem he encounters is that people put the modules in the kernel, they compile in the ALSA stuff and don't do it as modules, and he asks whether there's a way to modify the configure kernel program so that it's not possible to compile it in and that you have to do it as modules.
No, you can compile in, and you can even give a boot parameters for the ALSA. Even if you built in ALSA drivers into the kernel, you can pass some parameters through the boot parameters of kernel. It's even possible. But in general, it works. I don't know what kind of problem.
Report back.
Yes, then we can report bugs.
Okay, definitely good. So you all noticed that they are really keen on bug reports of all kind, and I think your current active developer team is still how many people? 4 or 5, I guess. Yaroslav, you and a few more guys, and that's about it. So they are doing a tremendous job, and I think the support that they ask for just to send bug reports is really something we can do. So great job, and thank you, Takashi.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
So we have a very short break of just 7 minutes, and then we continue with Paul Davis' talk on VST something integration. I don't know. We'll see. 7 minutes.